We all have had our moments when we don't get what we want. Parents wouldn't buy you a shirt or a car, or wouldn't take you to McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Then we throw our little tantrums and run to our rooms and sit on our beds and contemplate whether we should run away or print out adoption papers. Yeah, we've all had those moments. Worst part is, we don't even realize how privileged we are. I used to be one of those kids until I took a trip that changed my life forever. April of 2017, my family and I took our trip to our home country of Sierra Leone. It's a small country on the western coast of Africa. This would be my third time traveling there, yet so much more different from all the other times. I guess it's true what they say. Third time's a charm. Now, my dad has always told us his stories of rags to riches, but it never truly sank in. We heard it so many times. He had a huge family, 32 kids, one father, five moms, no money, and barely any food. My uncle took us to where he had grown up, in a village called Lonsar. Deep into the tropical forest was a school, but it's not like one I'd ever seen before. It was made of branches, twigs, and hardened mud. It was very tiny and not stable. It was basically a room with a roof over it. And then my uncle introduced us to these kids, from ages 5 to 13. They were the students. They could not speak English or Creole, which is a form of pidgin that is used around the town. They had torn clothing, no shoes, and ate food off the floor. They were literally sharing food with the bugs. That didn't break my heart. It was the fact that they were happy. Those kids were confused as to why we were there, but all of them were laughing and smiling and singing despite the language barrier and the stranger staring. These less fortunate kids were enjoying life more than I ever have with all my treasures. That hurt me a lot. And it still does. My uncle then tells us that these kids inspired him so much that he decided to build a new school for them. Going back home to where I was living at the moment, Belgium, was hard after that. Those kids were on my mind 24/7. Not even 24/7, 25/8. I wanted to help build that school. I wanted to leave my mark. I wanted to make those smiles widen even more. So my siblings and I gathered clothes that we didn't need and shipped it off to those kids. My uncle sent back a video of the kids crying and singing joyful tribal songs, saying thank you with our names into songs. That video is the most precious treasure I will hold with me forever. I wanted to join the military. That was a way of helping people. Now my new goal is to help build schools in places in need and help as many people as I can. This I believe. I believe that selfless acts open up our eyes to the privileges that we have. Sometimes we think that the world owes us more than what we have. We need to be happy with what we got and share our feeling with everyone. We need to understand that happiness is more than materialistic things. We need to treasure our family, our friends, our experiences, and let that guide us to a more humble life.